personal foul. Unsportsmanlike conduct.
Astree tackled the quarterback. He's giving him business down there. That's a 15-yard penalty.
Welcome back to the Unsportsmanlike Conduct podcast. Dal and Aaron here. Once again, Dal, how are you doing on this fine week?
You know what? I'm doing really well because, one, the reason we like sports is because it's unpredictable.
Mm-hmm.
Even when we think it's predictable and it's not.
Something about that here in a second.
So a great example of that is you go back a couple of games in the NBA Finals, and it was, wow, the Celtics have figured out the Warriors. They have figured them out. Their defense is too tough. They've got 2 minutes depth. In fact, I don't think they've won since I read that article. Those types of articles. The Warriors won again on Monday. They are up 3-2. Now, for all I know, they'll go into Boston and get plastered. And then Game 7 will be in San Francisco, and that'll be the decider. But I like that we just don't know, and that's why we like sports. It's just,
though, I would hate to see Golden State feel vindicated after they spent all that time whining about how mean Boston sports fans were.
That part. Now, first off, I do think people go over the line
to an extent.
I think.
You knew you were going to Boston, though,
and I will get into that. But I think that we should be doing better as fans. There should be, like, it's kind of like baseball. There should be unwritten rules for fan conduct. You shouldn't get to go after moms.
Okay, yeah.
You shouldn't get to go after, you know, maybe people in their family who've passed away. If there's something particularly tragic that's public knowledge that you know.
See, and that's why I think I talked about this with my dad while we were in the living room the other day. I feel like, and granted, everything you just said falls into this because that's absolutely correct. Sports are almost more fun when you do, and there's people that complain about it now where they're like, people lose themselves too much when they're watching sports or talking about sports. And I said, no, that's the fun part about sports, is that it's almost like you enter some sort of parallel world. Like, all right, this isn't the real world anymore. Now this is basketball world for the next 3 hours. And then when basketball ends, all right, then we're back to... So for the next 3 hours, I'm not going to think of you as, you know, Draymond Green, the person. You're Draymond Green, the center for the opposing team. And I'm going to chant, screw Draymond, over and over again, because why not?
And you know what? And if that's all it was, then I'm okay with that. I mean, I understand there's going to be
you have to back off of it once basketball isn't the thing anymore.
I still believe in the power of the fan. And what I'm saying is fans make a difference or have the ability to affect the outcome of the game because they could do things like that. Maybe they get in the head of the... I'm all for that. I just think sometimes people take it way too far.
True.
And those people should be called out and should be kicked out.
Like slapping Mike Tyson on an airplane.
Yeah. Do you know what I love about that? That played itself out
so beautifully.
And everybody, that's exactly how it should work. That's a great example. Because in the court of public opinion, that guy was in the wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thought he was. Even people who don't like Mike Tyson. Or follow boxing or know anything about him are like, well, that's a dumb idea. It's, and why is he doing that? And even afterwards, it's like there's no charges. Mm-hmm. Why are there no charges? Because you shouldn't have done that. it's funny. If anything, there should have been charges on the guy who was instigating him.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like when you go to the
and there you go.
Almost like when you go to Yellowstone and you get too close to the bear. Or the bison, and you get flipped up in the air, and then you get a fine.
Yeah, too close to the bear, and I don't think there is a story that comes after that. I think that's just the end of yours.
Yeah, that's a great example. I love the unpredictable.
I appreciate Mike Tyson too in this, in just being able to settle for the very classic resolution. He says, you know what, I could take this to court meaninglessly, just to sue this guy for assault for slapping me. But also, I just went ahead and I beat him up.
Well,
the end.
Well,
now he's beat up, and
let's,
I win.
And let's be honest, that was a happy medium because he didn't even, quote unquote, beat him up. He just kind of roughed him up because he could have taken out his teeth.
Yeah, that would have been the bear.
I mean, yeah. I mean, yeah. See, man, that is a, seriously, that is a perfect example of what we're talking about.
With the Golden State thing, the only.
But with Golden State, I just want to say you're exactly right. Especially, and again, I'm not, I don't even know what they said to Klay Thompson. And I'm not saying Klay Thompson is soft or anything like that. I'm not saying any of that.
All I had heard was I heard that they were talking about the chance of F Draymond. And as far as I know, that was the only chant going on. So I don't know if there was additional stuff.
I just...
And then the complaint was, well, you shouldn't be using that kind of language when there's children around and his family is here.
Well,
and it's like,
guess
well, you
what?
Brought him to a Boston basketball game.
And again, I... So yeah, if we live in a happy fairy world, then yeah, Clay's right. But we don't. And I already know that was not his first trip to Boston. So again, and I'm not saying, oh, it's Boston, they get to do whatever they want. I'm not saying that either. It's just, it certainly wasn't shocking or unexpected.
I will say this, I can't really say that if that's really the only chant that was going on, I can't say that I would be a hypocrite if I tried to criticize Boston fans for doing it when I sat on my couch laughing until I wet myself. When we played the Houston Astros.
Did you really wet yourself?
No. When the White Sox played the Houston Astros in the playoffs last year, first game in Chicago, and for the two games that were in Chicago, every time Jose Altuve, like if he stepped out of the dugout, there were, I mean, the whole arena erupted into chants of F. Altuve.
See,
he wasn't allowed to do anything without being chanted at.
Well, I don't even think the Astros, sorry, not to go into that, but. The Astros shouldn't even get to keep those rings.
No.
It's ridiculous.
Well, just one ring. Unless you're talking about the...
I'm talking like the rings that the team received or got.
Oh, like each individual human. Okay.
Yeah. That's garbage.
Mm-hmm.
How is that any different than the Black Sox? Other than the Black Sox actually got beat in the series.
If the Black Sox cheated against themselves.
That's a whole other thing. Screw,
by the way.
Screw you, Astros. Screw you, the cheaters. I don't like cheaters.
The Astros one was only fun because it was the White Sox that busted them the next season. It was actually us who went to the commissioner with video footage of a game when we played him in Houston. And I don't remember which of our relief pitchers it was. Maybe it was Burr. But went to the commissioner and said, listen, every single time I called for a changeup, they were banging on a trash can in the dugout. You might want to look into that. And when they looked into it, they got busted. So yeah. It was us. We, White Sox, Astros, we swept them in a World Series and then we outed them as cheaters. The rivalry that shouldn't be a rivalry because we're not even in the same division carries on.
The other reason we talked about sports being unpredictable, and that's why we like it, is hockey's starting the Stanley Cup Finals. And even on paper, these are two teams that I think people would have picked.
Mm-hmm.
But just the method that they got there was unpredictable, especially the Lightning. I mean, a lot of people were counting them out.
They were not the same Lightning as the previous
two years. No, well, they still aren't. But they're doing it a different. But they're back, and I love the Avalanche, and I'm hoping they win.
I fear but at the for same, Colorado.
They should. Yeah.
I thought New York was going to be the best chance to knock Tampa Bay out. I said that last week, and New York took a 2-0 lead on them, and I kind of felt like puffing out my chest a little bit and going, "Ooh, look at that! Ooh, I picked New York."
See,
and
we just don't know.
And then four in a row. Four in a row, Tampa took back, and I said, oh, ooh.
Well, especially the game where they're down the entire time. Was it game five?
Mm-hmm.
And then they scored two goals in like the last 2 minutes to tie and then win.
So demoralizing.
I mean, absolutely
when you're the
stole it.
Yeah.
absolutely stole the game. I
think that was the one, too, where I don't know if you've seen the social media video of the Rangers fan wearing the throwback red Rangers jersey, trying to leave the arena, and a Lightning fan.
He got laid out.
The Lightning fan kept just chirp, 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 and the Rangers fan turned around and knocked him out cold.
Well, again.
And we're still waiting to see if that one results in charges pressed one way or the other.
Yeah, don't start nothing, won't be nothing. I keep bringing that up. I love that. It's a line from Men in Black. It's Will Smith, ironically, because obviously Will started something at the Oscars. But don't start nothing, won't be nothing. So yeah, if you want to get after some guy and give him crap for showing up, you got to give somebody a lot of credit for going into somebody else's arena. Mm. And putting on a jersey of the opposing team, and I guess I don't know how he was acting.
Now, there is a 99% chance that both of these gentlemen were not being like polite to each other. We have 5 seconds of video, and alcohol was likely involved.
Well,
but
they sell it there, so yeah, that stands to reason. So I just, but at the same,
I'm so glad though that you're standing up for the proud tradition of putting on the road team jersey and storming into that was like 80% of my high school and college years were spent going into St. Louis Blues and Cardinals and the occasional Rams game wearing my Chicago stuff and just
see there's times I actually won't go. There's times I won't go because I don't want to be hassled the whole game.
Oh.
If I thought I could just go and I think it has gotten better. Mm-hmm. At least especially like college sports, which is what I really like. But yeah, the irony of it is there's a game coming up this fall. The Wyoming Cowboys, I'm a big Cowboys fan. They are playing BYU in Provo. Well, I've been to that stadium. It is an obnoxious stadium.
Did you see?
And the irony of it is, I am LDS, but I don't like BYU.
Did you see ESPN ranked the top 20, best backdrops in college football? And BYU is ranked number one.
And you know what? Fine. but it's such a Utah culture. And again, I'm trying to separate BYU from the LDS religion because there's a lot of LDS people that are sane. But the ones in Provo are mostly not. there's an insufferable type of BYU fan, and that type of fan is the person who delights in that little thing you just mentioned. They will take credit for the scenery at the stadium, like they had something to do with it. They'll be like, well, thank you. It's like, what? What did you do?
Yeah, the problem is none of the schools I've ever cheered for would ever have any hope of making that list because I'm from the Midwest. And so, you know, I'm a Notre Dame fan and my side hustles are the other Illinois schools. If they're on, I'll turn on an Illinois game or a Northwestern game.
Now, Wyoming opens at Illinois this fall. Is it worth going?
Well, if you just want,
I'm not going to, but
yeah. Champaign is a fun town, you know. It's the same as most D1 college towns, you know. There's just, they've got stuff to do. There's nightlife. The backdrop is, you know, Champaign, Illinois, and then cornfields.
Okay.
So that's your backdrop. Northwestern is just right there in Chicago. So I guess if you're a fan of city skylines, then that might have had a hope. Notre Dame, right there in South Bend, Indiana. Anyone? Backdrop of the year?
That one, Notre Dame is
it's its own backdrop.
They are the draw.
Midwestern schools didn't stand a chance.
That is so. Yeah. So Wyoming plays at BYU this fall, and I should go.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been to several games there. I hate it, mainly because Wyoming has not won in Provo, I think, since 1988 or 80. It's 80-something. It's been a long time. And I've seen Wyoming get absolutely routed in that stadium the last two times I've been. And it's just, it's...
So that's the real reason.
It sucks. You're like, you do not want that. You don't want to be there for that. It's anyway, but then there's part of me, it's like the young Dal, the younger version of me would be like, what is wrong with you? You have a press pass. You're going to technically make money. You're going to get paid to go to that game technically. What is wrong with you? And I go, you're right. But hey, when you get older, and then there's part of me that's like, you're just old. You've gotten old. You've gotten old. And young Dal, even though he was an idiot,
see,
he has a point.
I get torn from time to time whether I have more fun at home or away games as a Chicago sports fan. Because on one hand, I really love the energy at a home Bears game. I love going to Soldier Field, which is a crappy stadium, by the way, but it's our stadium, I guess.
They redid it, though. I mean,
they made it worse. Oh, it's bigger, okay. But they made it uglier. They made it look like a space toilet. It was fun when it used to just be Roman. Like, you looked like you were entering a Roman Coliseum with, like, 50,000 seats. But it was like a Roman Coliseum. Now it looks like they added that top part to add about 15,000 more seats. And it's just so unfitting with the lower architecture of Soldier Field. Oh, look, it's the Coliseum-like pillars. And you've got the soldiers' statues standing, and you're like, oh, that's pretty neat. And then you get up into your nosebleed seats, and you're like, wait, what's going on up here?
Am I in the same building?
Why did I just enter NASA? This doesn't fit. This just looks bizarre and stupid. That and our gift shop is crap.
Aren't most gift shops crap?
Well, I've been to Pittsburgh. I've been to the Jones Dome. I've been to MetLife Stadium. I've been to a few of those, and they usually have big old stores inside the stadium where you're just surrounded by, oh, look.
Yeah, merchandise.
It's like I am in New York Giants world. The Chicago Bears gift shop, if you want to walk out of there with a jersey or something, is literally three stalls set up in different spots. Like, it's just a dude with a stall, and he's selling jerseys out of it. And you're really? Like, oh.
Why is that?
I don't know, because we're cheap, and Chicago doesn't want to spend money on a nice stadium. That's why the Bears are trying to move to Arlington Heights.
Okay. All right.
And there's fans, too, by the way, that are still upset thinking, well, you can't be the Arlington Heights Bears. You're a Chicago. They won't be called the Arlington Heights Bears.
Everybody's doing it.
Idiots.
Look where
Dallas Cowboys play in Arlington, Texas. The New York Giants play in New Jersey.
The Niners are nowhere close to San Francisco. They're
in Santa Clara. Yeah. Stop. Just stop.
The Washington Redskins are in Landover, Maryland.
And frankly, parking will be so much easier in Arlington Heights. It's like 30 minutes outside of Chicago.
Although I will say, don't do anything. That is the one thing. Don't do it like Washington did it. Because by all accounts, the stadium when it was in D.C. at RFK was much, much, much better.
Well,
yeah, it was an old stadium. It'd be hard to get worse. They loved it better.
I know I'm ragging on my own home team's field. And sometimes the actual field itself being crappy is something we take pride in. Like, oh yeah, our grass is like 9 inches long. It's fantastic. You can't play offense on this field. Ha ha.
We're going to slow you down.
Yeah. But like the actual stadium that we have to sit in as fans being crappy is the part that I will whine about because it's...
Okay.
But I don't want a dome. And I know they're going to try to build one because they want to host a Super Bowl.
I don't like domes.
Dome is dumb for football. Dome is for basketball. Keep the dome out of my Chicago football team.
It seems like a high price to pay just for the opportunity to host a... and granted, that I'm short-sighted here. I'm sure they would be able to host multiple other things that they can't right now. Concerts,
the one
basketball
thing, though,
games,
I am
and things
excited
like that.
About is the current model that was put in place. And they bought 300 acres of what used to be the Chicago Raceway down there in Arlington Heights. Their plan right now is to not only build a stadium, please not a dome, retractable roof is only acceptable if you promise to keep it open when it snows. Don't give me this promise.
Then why even have it?
They want a retractable roof because, like I said, they want to host concerts and Super Bowls and make extra money. I don't want a dome because I'm like, you know what? Retractable roof, fine. You can have it so that you can host your stupid Super Bowl. But you leave it open for Bears home games. That's not compromisable. Bears home games should be played in the cold. This is what Bears football is.
I agree with you psychologically, but if you have it there...
No!
I think people would change their minds. They'd be like, why aren't you idiots closing the dome? It's snowing.
Well, have you ever seen the clip of the Rams punter from 1985 comes to Chicago for the NFC title game? And he's shivering, and he turns to his coach, and he didn't realize he was on camera. And he says, oh, gosh, they need to put a dome over this place. This is ridiculous. And the Bears then played the clip on the Jumbotron before the game over and over and over and over and over. We take a weird pride.
Oh, I'm with you. Look where I live, and now where you live. When it snows in June, you're like, hey, guess what? Now, first off, you're pissed off because you're... Because it snowed in June, but then it's like, hey.
Yeah, it sucks for everything.
I live where it snows in June.
It sucks for everything except for when it comes to football, and then suddenly your mind flips backward, and you're like, no, now I'm proud of it.
Well.
But anyhow.
I've literally seen it snow in every month of the year.
So they want to put their stadium in, and they want private parking that they would own. Because right now the McCaskies, I would forgive them for being awful football owners if they could get all of this done. Because they're at least decent businessmen. They want their own private parking. Because right now, if you go to a home game at Soldier Field, the Bears don't get money for you. You pay Chicago. You got to go to a public parking
lot. Yeah, you're paying somebody per axle.
Yeah. And parking in Chicago is just a kick in the groin every single time you try to do it.
It's every city.
But on top of that, they were going to use the spare acreage that was left, and it's going to be over like two. I think the stadium and parking, they said, would only take like 30 to 50 acres, depending on the size that they chose, which means they'd have 250 remaining acres. And they have stated that their idea is to create a little mini, like there'd be like a hotel on it. And like, I forget what it's called. You know, at the Super Bowl every year, they have that NFL experience event. They want to put something like that outside Bears' new stadium.
Well, see, that's how everything is now. Same thing with Washington.
I think that'd be cool.
Is you can't just build a stadium anymore. You have to build an experience.
Oh, yeah.
You have to have a complex or a compound. And let's be honest, they're not wrong. Because if it's just the stadium, TV's too good. It's too good for a lot of fans. And tickets are super expensive. They're still expensive.
Like I said, though, Soldier Field is a piece of crap. I usually try to make a game every year just because I enjoy the energy of, oh, it's me. And
which is saying something now when you live in Wyoming.
Yeah.
It's not close.
And we've, you know, lost a couple of the last ones I kept going to. Last year, I went to the Monday night game against Minnesota. That was around Christmas. We scored one touchdown in that game, and it literally came with 0 seconds left on the clock in the fourth quarter. And the whole stadium erupted in cheers, which I thought was hilarious because, hey, we saw a touchdown.
Sarcastic cheers.
We were all so excited because that play went to review for no reason because they ruled him down at the one and the game was over. So they reviewed it and said, ah, never mind. He actually scored a touchdown and the game is over.
I've been to games like that, and I've been that sarcastic
crowd member. But at the same time, I'm torn between whether that's more fun or whether I have more fun being outnumbered. And here's why. There were a few Vikings fans in the row ahead of us at Soldier Field that were trying to, you know, they were running their mouth, talking. And I felt like every time the Bears would do something or the Vikings would screw up and I'd cheer something back, I had like 60,000 other people drowning me out with their uncreative comments in return. And I went, it's not as much fun when you have the advantage. It's almost more fun, like, to be a Blackhawks fan in St. Louis and you stare around and there's nothing but blue jerseys around you and then the Blackhawks score a goal. That's so much more fun than doing it at home where you're like, I'm the only one here having fun. It's the most bitter part of my brain that enjoys it. But Boy, is that part of my brain clearly bigger than I care to admit.
It's overdeveloped. I do want to go back to hockey for just a second because the Stanley Cup final starts Wednesday when we post this this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the line on this? Who's supposed to win?
I imagine Tampa Bay, but I can't confirm that.
Well, let's start with your opinion. What do you see transpiring in this? Because I don't have a rational reaction. I just want the Avalanche to win.
Colorado, with their forwards, have the more talented hockey team. The reason I fear for Colorado is the same reason Tampa Bay should make everyone afraid, and what they've done to everyone else is that Tampa Bay was not... In the regular season, Tampa Bay was not a team that should be able to compete with Colorado for 7 games. And they did not care once the playoffs started. They just returned to usual form. It's solid, deep lineups and goaltending that's been spectacular. They had the second best goaltender in these playoffs. They just beat the best goaltender in these playoffs. And that's why I fear for Colorado. Because I'm going to actually, and Colorado's in our division. I'm still going to root for Colorado because at this point I'm just bored of Tampa. And there's only room for one team over the last 20 years to have won 3 Stanley Cups in a decade, and that's us.
Well, and then you had to have 3 in a row.
Yeah, they
you had to go back to the Islanders
in
the early 80s.
Passed the Blackhawks at that point for dynasty of the last 20 years. And I just can't have that. Colorado, though, scares me because their defense has been sloppy and their goaltender is not good.
So I'm just kind of looking at some things here. They obviously did play during the season,
mm-hmm.
and the Avalanche won both times.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like the regular season.
And it looks like right now the Vegas odds are actually favoring the Avalanche. It says Colorado minus 188.
Now, I did promise that I would pick Colorado until they forced me not to. So I guess officially I'll mark down that Colorado is my pick. But if you told me right now, hey, we got to both put $500 down and I got to pick with my brain, I'll say Tampa Bay in 6.
Man, if I bet $500 on this finals, I would have a gambling problem. Because that's, first of all, that's a lot of money for me. And second, for something I know, I'm not that knowledgeable about the sport, about the matchup, I'm in that glorious, naive, ignorant phase where I can just kind of watch it and enjoy it for what it is. And that would be a ton. And then I feel like I would ruin that if I put $500 on it. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, come on, USOBs, I got $500 on this.
Now, granted, at the very least, you do have your team in the finals.
So that's true.
Add a lot of emotional.
That's true. But again, I'm kind of a fraud when it comes to being a hockey fan because there's like just super diehard hockey fans. They're I'm friends with one, and like he's a Penguins fan. You won't like that.
I don't.
But he knows everything about all the teams. He watches all the games. He subscribes so he can watch as many games as possible. Even his kids love it.
Mm-hmm.
Like his teenage daughter who works with us sometimes.
It's my second favorite sport.
But his teenage daughter who works with us, I mean, you think about that. A teenage girl, there's a lot of things to focus on other than hockey. But she knows her stuff, man. And I was just like, Mike, that is a big deal in their house. And so anyway, so when there's people like that, I struggle to say, oh, yeah, I'm a big hockey fan, because I'm not. I like it. I'm kind of surprised it's not more popular because of how exciting it is and violent and unpredictable. But, yeah, that's where I'm at. They are my team, but it's not like Washington getting to the Super Bowl for me, which would be life-altering.
I would describe myself like that in basketball. But weirdly, my brain, I guess, doesn't function in that way where I have a sport where I casually have a team. I am a casual basketball fan in that if the Bulls are not on, I'm probably not watching the basketball
game. That's kind of how I am, too, anymore.
But, like, for instance, I'll say this. The Chicago Sky won the WNBA Finals last year.
Okay.
If you think for one moment I watched a single WNBA game before the finals, you are vastly mistaken. I watched every single one of those finals games.
Really?
And I was sweating the whole time. As I'm like, oh, Chicago's in the finals. I need this. I need a victory.
That's loyal. Good for you.
And here's another one. I don't watch college baseball because baseball would be my third favorite sport. And I watch the pros. I watch the White Sox. And I'll watch like high-profile games or stories. I watched Angels-Yankees a few weeks ago just because I went, well, Ohtani and Mike Trout are going to have batting practice with the New York Yankees. This game could end 22-20. My goodness, I have to watch this.
Unless Ohtani pitches.
Well, he's had his rough games this year from the Mets.
He has, but I also saw recently he was throwing over like 101.
He did throw 101 the other day, but...
That is ridiculous.
In the modern major leagues, throwing hard is not necessarily doing it anymore because there's just hitters right now that...
Yeah, but...
I feel like they can see time pass in slow motion because it's ridiculous how some of these guys can get bat to ball like that.
But then, like I said, nobody else in the league, nobody else on the planet can go and... launch one 450 feet.
Him being a two-way player is definitely one of the most fun things in sports right now.
Anyway, but yeah, I'm not trying to derail
what
you're talking about.
Anyhow, so you talk about anything can happen in sports. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with John Boy Media, but I was watching one of his videos last week. He's very funny. He's a baseball YouTuber. He actually is what helped me back in 2018 get back into baseball, which I hadn't watched in quite a few years. Because his videos are just so entertaining and partially educational. They let you know what's happening in the world of baseball. He's cracking jokes the whole time. They're good stuff. He was talking about Tennessee beat Georgia Tech. University of Tennessee is evidently the number one team in the country.
And not only that, they were being very vociferous about it.
So he's breaking down Tennessee, flipping off the Georgia Tech outfield as he's rounding the bases. They had a brilliant ninth inning comeback. And they're just the swaggeriest team in college baseball. And he mentions right at the end, he said, and Tennessee will advance to the Super Regionals. They win that. They'll go to the College World Series. And he gives his little ad at the end. And he says, looks like they're going to face Notre Dame, who entered as a wild card team. So look out, Notre Dame. You're running into the buzzsaw that is Tennessee. Get yourself a ticket. Come watch Tennessee go to the College World Series.
Yeah.
Or not.
Or not.
Baby. University of Notre Dame goes to the College World Series off the backs of upsetting the number one team in the country.
And a lot of people were kind of, I don't know. I got the impression on social media, people were tired of their antics. And so a lot of people were like, good job, Notre Dame.
Notre Dame, if they can pull this off, and now, this is what I'm saying, now I'm going to watch the College World Series because Notre Dame's in it.
Well, this will make you happy as a Notre Dame fan. I saw they are the only school who went to a major bowl, went to the NCAA tournament, and is in the College World Series. They're the only one.
Well, very nice. I did see that they are trying to become only the second wild card team in playoff history to win the College World Series. That's been going on for well over 100 years.
Oh, yeah.
Only the second team ever if they can pull it off.
But and if people can see right now, Aaron is genuinely, his eyes are bright, he's smiling, he's excited. He's excited for college baseball, and he wasn't before.
So this is, yes, it makes me a bit of a bandwagon piece of crap, but I have my team, and no matter, if a sport exists, I have a team in it, and I will genuinely get excited, even if I don't watch the sport, for the one time that that team can go. Now, I watch every Blackhawks game. I watch every White Sox game. I watch every Bears game. So those are the exceptions. I don't have infinite time in the world, so unfortunately for every other sport, it's just I'm going to keep track on my phone, and if they go to the championship, then suddenly they will be the most important thing in the world. But until then.
So one thing that's on my mind, and I know we tend to always gravitate towards football, but this is a football development. And it's one that this has got to be one of the most mismanaged situations I've ever seen in professional football, which is saying something. I mean, you think about you think about how stupid and terrible some things have been.
Oh, by the way, you didn't give me your official pick.
Avalanche.
That can't help you.
Avalanche.
That can't win you. The
Avalanche in six. How about that?
Oh, that's spectacular. I hope you're right. And I still end up winning the NHL predictions.
Yes, you will.
I locked that up.
Locked it up miles ago.
Yeah. And but, I believe I have a Bulls hat coming from you, too, don't I, at some point?
You better keep reminding me, because I'm old enough that, you know, I keep forgetting, so I better write it down.
Since that was a bit of a weird thing, how about this? How about instead of a fully grown adult Bulls hat, if you can find a real cheap, like, child's hat.
For Max?
I'll just call that a gift for Max. I'll say,
I would totally do that.
Yeah, I'll say, look, Dad won this for you.
Whatever.
I was better at NBA Finals you have to say, pick'em.
This is from Uncle Dal. Who may or may not be part of your life.
This is from Uncle Dal. He's not as good as Dad at NBA
it's true.
Playoff pick.
In 2022, he was subpar. I can even write it on the card if you want. Going to this situation in football. Okay, so here you have the Cleveland Browns. And typically, that's just a laugh. See, you just laughed anyway. It's because they're the Cleveland Browns. They're the factory of sadness. That's their nickname for their stadium.
I feel so bad for Browns fans through this whole Deshaun Watson thing.
It's just, it's genuinely head-shaking, this whole thing. Because they have whiffed so many times on trying to get a quarterback that doesn't suck. I mean, they have really struck out a lot. Mm. I mean, we're talking, you know, 20 guys or 25. I mean, it's ridiculous how many times, and even some of those guys, there are even some decent ones in there. So I hesitate to include them. But
I love me some Bernie Kosar.
Well, I'm not talking about Bernie Kosar. Bernie Kosar was the bar for them up until recently. And he should be.
I think he still is.
Yeah, I think he still is. Because they still like him there.
They had 1 year of Tim Couch being adequate.
But here they are. They've been trying to not be a laughing stock for decades and failing in a lot of times. So they finally get Baker Mayfield, mm-hmm. which I will argue was probably the third best quarterback of that class.
Well, I would say,
even though he went number one overall,
he is now, I think at the time I had him ranked second.
He's clearly not as good as Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. Lamar Jackson is another one of my great oopsie daisies.
And you could even argue he's, anyway, let's just say that he was good enough to take the Browns, which had been awful.
He beat Pittsburgh in a playoff game
and took them to the playoffs. And remember, they were within a touchdown. They weren't far away from going to the AFC Championship mm-hmm. game. I mean, they were the sexy pick the next year. You know, didn't work out, but, you know, anyway, what I'm saying is it finally looked like, even if he had his flaws, they finally had a guy that they could build around. Mm-hmm. And they had an offense that they could work on, and they had their franchise back. I mean, and let's be honest, that's, you know, they had their franchise screw them over. The you know, Art Modell and the Ravens absolutely screwed them over. And so things were looking up, I guess is what I'm saying. And then for just, this is where I don't understand any of it. Their ownership and their leadership decides it's a good idea to go all in on Deshaun Watson because he, quote unquote, might be available. Well, yeah, you know why he's available? Because he's a sexual predator and he may never play in the league again. And I thought that when he was still with the Texans. I'm like,
and it's,
you can say whatever you want. I mean,
he's not doing a great job of clearing his name in the trial right now.
Guys can live how they want to live. But if you've got anywhere from 22 to 66 women saying you were inappropriate, you've been inappropriate.
Oh, and I don't know if I talked about this last week, but he posted to his social media a video of a young lady at his home who was later identified to be a retired adult film star playing Nerf basketball with him in his living room, and he had her dressed up in a maid outfit, and he posted this to social media right now of all time.
He just did that.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
And someone said,
what a train wreck.
I remember the first, someone retweeted it and it popped up in my feed, and he said, Deshaun Watson out here posting videos of himself with adult film stars playing basketball in a maid outfit. They said, this man is horny to a diabolical level.
So here you have this guy, again, I don't know the real story, but none of us do. But there's definitely fire, because there's smoke and there's fire. Something's not right. And so he's under investigation. You have these allegations and accusations of inappropriateness and to varying degrees. I don't even know what that means. Mm-hmm. That could mean, you know, you slap some girl on the butt, or it could mean he absolutely did something much worse. I don't know.
They have, one of the girls has already testified as him doing
much worse.
Much worse. Okay, but we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah, so I guess what I'm saying is, here you have this guy that's in total, he's a total question mark. And in today's modern sports world, as it continues to evolve, he's poison. Mm-hmm. Or he should, or you thought he was. Anyway, the Cleveland Browns decided, you know what? We're going to take a gamble that it's not poison, even though there's three X's on the bottle.
Three first-round picks worth of a gamble.
Even though there's three X's on the bottle and there's a skull and crossbones on the label, we're going to go ahead and gamble. To the absolute, I mean, can you imagine being Baker Mayfield through all this? He's like, I pulled you guys out of the toilet and took you to the playoffs. I've got a whole series of commercials where it has me living at the Cleveland Stadium, for hell's sakes. And anyway, so now Deshaun Watson is still, I mean, he's had additional accusations happen since the trade to Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, Baker Mayfield, if I'm Baker Mayfield, I absolutely refuse to play.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? If you guys lay in the bed you made, because eventually they'll move him. They have to. But I would. I would just sit there and say, I'm a millionaire. I'm not. I have a contract. But I think he has the argument that they broke his contract because by doing this. But anyway, how stupid is Cleveland?
This is my best defense to other Bears fans, too, who used to whine and whine and whine about Jay Cutler constantly. And I used to say, what do you mean get rid of Jay Cutler? Like, we are not the San Francisco 49ers. This is the best quarterback we've had since 1948.
And he actually is their leading...
In everything.
Yeah.
Statistically. But yeah, and I'm thinking, like, we are not, like, we're not like the Colts where we went, oh, we had Johnny Unitas, and then we had Burt Jones, and then we had Peyton Manning, and then we had Andrew Luck. That's not us. So don't pretend like we can get rid of Cutler and go get someone else, because we're the Bears. You like Cutler while he's here, dang it. And I feel like this Mayfield situation is my perfect argument for what would have happened if the Bears had tried to do... Like, okay, Browns, who are basically the Bears of the AFC, you finally have a quarterback, but oh, he's only like average. He's not like super-duper elite. You know what? Let's give him 3 years and then try to move on from him and then have this happen. Like, okay, well, you realize that he's the best quarterback you've had since the 80s, right? So now you're being punished.
And here's the crazy thing about the whole situation is let's say that Watson, it turns out that he's done some bad stuff, mm-hmm. which again... Everything points to that he's not been a very good person.
He has been a naughty boy.
But so, civil and criminal charges aside, because I don't know how that's going to play out. If you're just the NFL, at some point you have to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sooner rather than later this summer, I think it needs to happen this summer, where you say, you know what, you're suspended. And I keep thinking you have how Roger Goodell has come out and said things like, you've tarnished the shield, things like that. Well, to me, Deshaun Watson has done a hell of a lot more to make the NFL look like a joke than a lot of the NFL guys. I mean, look at Calvin Ridley for the Falcons?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to miss an entire season of his prime for betting $1,500 on a game. Okay, if that's how strict you're going to be, then I hope that carries over to Deshaun Watson, I guess is what I'm saying. That guy should never get to play football again. At the very minimum, I'm talking 2 years.
I'm once again going to pull up the fact that, what was his name? The old Lions linebacker or defensive tackle from the 60s.
Alex Karras?
Yes, Alex Karras, banned from the Hall of Fame because he got caught gambling. Banned! You're not allowed in the Hall of Fame, Alex Karras. Paul Hornung is admitted to gambling on Packer games constantly.
Which is saying something, considering Lawrence Taylor was literally on cocaine.
Mm-hmm. So we had two players playing in the exact same era, in the same division, got caught for the same crime, but the one that played for Detroit is banned from the Hall of Fame, and the NFL likes to pick its golden children to go, oh, look, it's a Lombardi Packer. Oh, as heavenly angels sing out a chorus, and he's protected from all wrongdoing. Stop it, NFL.
But let's say right now, again, we're kind of in the dark. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know the extent or how, we don't know, but, so let's operate on what we do know about Deshaun Watson. He's given a black eye to the league, and he's done it at a time when sexual misconduct in professional sports is under the microscope,
mm-hmm.
and it's in the spotlight, as it should be. You're Goodell, and you decide, you know what, this summer something's got to happen. What's your punishment for Deshaun Watson?
I don't know. I'm still that dude, though, that after we just mentioned all that, I would not probably touch anything until the legal ramifications have
exactly.
come back.
So why did they... Again, so why did they do it? It's like you're Superman, but you just can't help from picking up that pretty green rock. You know you shouldn't, but you did anyway. Well, I don't understand what Cleveland was thinking for this whole thing. Mm. I have no idea. And Baker Mayfield's got to be, if the sad thing is if Baker Mayfield's sitting somewhere going, thinking the exact same thing as we are.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I just don't know. And he was there, and he's part of it. And he actually gets to talk to the owners, and they talk to him. What could they have possibly said to him to make this to where it is now? It is mind-boggling how stupid this decision was. And the football fan and the person in me, the moral person, wants Deshaun Watson to never play a down for Cleveland. I want Houston to pick three future Hall of Famers with those picks. And I want...
You know what?
And I want Baker Mayfield to go to the Texans, because he played his college ball, obviously.
Poor Davis Mills.
I'm just saying, it would be kind of like a full circle thing. Anyway, I just...
It would be mildly funny. Not funny. I'm rooting heavily for Houston to just drill all three of those picks for no other reason... Then I want to see Lovie Smith take the Houston Texans to several playoff appearances, because I love you, Lovie.
Lovie Smith.
2012 was the most unfair firing in Bears history.
The man
went 10-6, and we fired him. But that's okay, because at least we hired Mark Trestman.
Ugh.
That was way better than having Lovie Smith.
That was stupid. You shouldn't have done that. But I am just as a huge NFL fan, as a huge football fan, as someone who pays attention to these things, again, I admitted that I didn't only pay that close attention to hockey. Football, I do. Mm-hmm. And so with this, it's just, this is historically one of the dumbest things I have ever seen a franchise do. I mean, talk about pissing into the wind and then wondering why you're getting wet. I don't understand what they were thinking.
Said the blind man peeing into the wind.
It's
all coming back.
A blind man knows not to piss in the wind. It's probably one of the first things he learns. I'm just flabbergasted by the whole thing.
And while we're talking about some pro football, just for fun, we're getting near the end. USFL has a week to go. All four playoff teams have clinched, and the home team of all those playoff games has been clinched. So they have a full week left of football to be played next week. Literally not one single one of the four games matters to any single team. It's the funniest thing I've ever
Yay.
Seen. Now,
so tune in.
It does matter.
For all the drama.
It does matter to two people on this planet. And I told you, I think, that I have an 8-man where we each picked a team to represent.
Yeah, you're the Breakers. You have a Breaker.
I have the Breakers. I'm playing my dad's team, the Birmingham Stallions, in round one of the playoffs.
Frauds. I'm still upset with game. With the first week, Stallions shouldn't have won that game.
So did you decide that you're a Generals fan or something?
I think I'm whatever is the is that Philadelphia?
Oh, the Stars. They're playing the Generals.
I think I'm going to go with Philadelphia just because of the colors.
Okay. Very ugly colors. But I hate to insult you directly to your poor sports team's faces. But I don't really like yellow on a sport team uniform, but it's especially ugly with a red.
So you're not a USC fan, is what you're saying.
Oh, I hate USC.
I like USC's uniforms.
I think, now granted, I
like Iowa State's uniforms.
I hate the Packers anyway, but they also found a really ugly combo to go with of green and yellow. But at the very least, at least they made green the primary. I'll still never forgive Nashville for thinking that yellow is a primary sport uniform color. The stupid Predators.
Easy. Wyoming Cowboys sometimes go with.
Yeah, and I don't, I'm just going to say it right now. That's hideously ugly.
Well,
at least the brown uniform with white pants, that's quality.
We don't care what you think. How about
that? You
should. No.
My thoughts are objectively the correct opinions.
No. That's what living in Wyoming is all about. We don't care how you do it, where you come from.
But anyhow, my father-in-law, Brian, he picked Philadelphia, and they're taking on my buddy Kelly, who sent me a whole paragraph in a text when he was stuck with the New Jersey Generals, and he said, are you kidding me? I'm the last one that gets to pick, so I just get stuck with this team? And I said, well, you're not stuck with them. You could just not participate, and we'll give the Generals to some other team. And he goes, I don't even get to pick my own team. Are you kidding me? Fine, I guess I'll participate, and I'll take the stupid Generals. And he was so upset, and they're the number one seed heading into the playoffs. They're going to take on the Philadelphia Stars. However, the catalyst to this is that the winner gets a free T-shirt with their favorite team's T-shirt.
The team, you said that, I thought you meant the actual teams.
No.
You guys have won a free T-shirt.
You Yay! Have to share it between all 30 of you.
You guys can just rotate.
But yeah, the champion of our little thing, they get it. So I'm hoping to get a free Breakers T-shirt out of this. Paid for by whoever's team comes in dead last. And that's where this final week gets a little fun. Just the tiniest bit. My wife's Michigan Panthers are playing my friend Kyler's Pittsburgh Maulers. They are the two worst records in the league. They're both 1-8 heading into the 10th week. The loser of that game comes in last. It's head-to-head. Loser comes in last. Hey, we've got the reverse playoffs to warm us up for the real playoffs. One of those two teams is going to lose, and either my wife or Kyler is going to owe me a T-shirt by the end of the playoffs.
So are you the type of person, like when you have these leagues, that like the person who takes last, you do make them do something embarrassing?
Oh, no. In this case, they just have to buy the T-shirt.
Okay. I've been toying with this, but I'm afraid I would just have people that would just decide not to play if I instituted this as my fantasy football. I'm the fantasy football commissioner for my league. I am the 2-time defending champion, by the way. Yeah. in awe. Be in awe. I was Marty Schottenheimer. I am now Bill Belichick. Because I had the season, the regular season best record probably 5 or 6 times, and then I kept getting beat out in the first round.
Oh, see, I'm the 5-time champion of my main fantasy league, and I've literally made the 5 Lombardi trophies right next to each other, my profile picture. Like, I won't shut up about it until someone matches me.
But I saw this, but you've seen, you know, like the one guy went viral, was it last year or the year before? He had to go to a Waffle House, and he had to eat... What was it? He had to eat 24 waffles in 24 hours or something like that? Because they're open 24 hours. Mm. Anyway, he like documented the whole thing, and it was freaking hilarious. It was awesome. And yeah, I don't think he got even close. But he had to, or maybe it's he had to spend. There were some stipulations. So in other words, he was there for 24 hours, and he left miserable anyway. Like borderline sick because he had eaten so much and again, he still didn't meet the criteria of what he was supposed to eat, but it was hilarious. Anyway, I saw another one of these in fact, I think it was just last night, a guy who lost his fantasy league took last. Mm-hmm. And the stipulation was that he had to go to a fancy restaurant. And so I'm talking like, you know, $30 steak mm-hmm. and up kind of place. And he had to take with him for his date a giant stuffed teddy bear to the restaurant, and like no other explanation. You sit there and make goo goo eyes at your teddy bear while you pay your $50 for your steak or whatever. And I thought that's kind of cute. It's not quite as embarrassing as some of the other ones I've seen, but it does make you kind of want to throw one of those out there as, well, you took last, so now you got to do this.
We do it for this one. The only side stipulation we have, so we have the trophy, the little metal Lombard.
I need to make a trophy for our league. I guess we kind of have one.
I'm in two leagues where I'm the commissioner. One of them we have the trophy. The other one is just a family-only league. And in that one we have one of those little wrestling belts you can get at Walmart.
Okay, yeah, you told me about this.
And we glued a bunch of, like, we like made footballs out of styrofoam and we glued it to the belt, and it's that league. One time I held both at once.
Wow.
That was a glorious time to be alive.
You're like Floyd Mayweather. But that was
our side stipulation though always is that we do Yahoo and it always has the consolation bracket.
Yeah. Which is, yeah, I'm in that one too.
Yeah. We make it where the champion of the consolation bracket gets to choose the draft order the next year so that the people that are in it have literally anything to care about at all. Huh. It doesn't matter because wherever I pick, I'm just going to beat all of you. Sorry, pathetic losers anyway. You can't compete. You will never compete. 5 rings, baby.
Wow.
Anyway, I'm under the impression that they're all listening to this.
Wow, and you're not grateful for those 5. I'm grateful for my 2, because I lost a lot of years before I got those.
See, I find that fantasy football is more fun, though, when you talk so much trash that a single loss would ruin you.
Okay.
I like to be in a constant state of worry that someone's going to beat me, and they're going to throw back at me everything I've sent out times 4, and it's just good. It keeps me on my toes, Dal.
But I can respect that. I can respect that.
Well, it's mostly between me and one of my friends, Kyler, are the two. But right. we have a random in our league named Josh Johnson. Maybe he's listening to this. If you are, send in a comment to this. 1 year, we couldn't fill our league requirement, so we sent out. We're like, all right, well, we got 11 out of 12. Drafts tomorrow.
We need somebody.
Make the league public. So he joined.
We need a tomato can.
We were literally going to erase him from the league after 1 year, except that year he made the playoffs and he faced Kyler. And Kyler said, watch this, Aaron. I'm going to talk a little trash. And he says, you know, something so basic like, hey, Josh, I'm going to run your team out of the league this week in our wild card game. And what followed was the single most vicious, unnecessary assault of words. This dude sent bing, bing, just message. It was like eight in a row. Profanity laced. He was threatening sexual assault on Kyler in this thing. And Kyler went, no, your team is poopy. And then, not only that, but Kyler, you know, he's like, I can't believe that I let that man say that to me. And then he beat me by 112.
And then, yeah, then.
And now we won't get rid of him because every year he'll play Kyler randomly. And it's tradition now. The two of them must talk trash at each other. And we don't even know who this guy is. He's our one random. And if he ever wins the thing, I don't know how we're getting the trophy to him, but we'll find a way. And it's my favorite part of the league now. That's is awesome. This one random who hates one of our guys randomly.
So folks, get out there. Start farming your league so you can fill out your numbers and have some fun with it this year.
Oh, it's glorious. Is that all the sporting news for the week? It looks like it is. So catch us every Wednesday on svinews.com/podcast. I normally actually post the YouTube and Spotify versions a day early. Those will be up today, probably. So you can catch us on Spotify, on YouTube, and on svinews.com/podcasts. You know, while you're on svinews.com, you might as well check out all our articles we got online. We got some good stuff on there.
All sorts of good stuff. In fact, we are also an award-winning broadcast group, so check out some of our archived videos and things like that, especially if you like high school football.
Check out some of the Jackson soccer games. You can hear some very well-called play-by-play. It's just, you can't see who the announcer is, but you can hear
that he sounds
probably handsome. Dang it! All right, we're going to go ahead and end with that. We'll see you all next week.